Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
And we want to make sure you have a lot of fun this week here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We guarantee we're going to be able to provide you some great information you'll be able to use at your home. And as we always say, we're going to have a little fun along the way. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy, Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us. Here it is, Danny. It's the weekend of the first day of summer and Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Yeah, don't forget your dad. Give him a call at least. I'm sure he'll appreciate it. And we're here each and every week to talk about home improvement. So if you have a question about your home, inside or out, give us a call. We'll see if we can help you out today.
There are so many ways that you can reach out to us. One, you can just pick up the phone, 800-946-4420, and you can send us an email anytime at all, todayshomeowner.com/ask. And there's all kinds of ways that you can reach us on social media as well. Today's Homeowner Facebook page. Send us a message through there. Also, Twitter, at Danny Lipford. And, of course, make sure you drop by Pinterest. I'll tell you, we have had millions and millions of people visit our Pinterest boards over the last few months. It's a complete record-setting numbers that are going there because we've got a lot to show you there. A little inspiration, a few little tricks of the trade that we can share with you. So you need to check out Pinterest and, of course, Instagram. We have a little fun on Instagram and shooting all kinds of things behind the scenes because we're back at it. We're back taping brand new episodes of Today's Homeowner Television Show, and you'll see those very, very soon. To find out how you can see them in and around your neck of the woods, all you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/local listings. I'll tell you, Joe, just the other morning I did another segment with my friends at the Weather Channel. I'm actually celebrating my 20th year now with as a contributor, as their home improvement expert. So it's kind of neat. But we're talking about mosquitoes. And, boy, when you start digging into some facts and things about getting rid of mosquitoes, you realize there's a lot of myths out there, a lot of things that don't work. Now, some of the things we found that it's proven without a doubt that can maybe save your summer cookout. A small fan. If you take a fan and blow it, maybe at ground level, it just confuses the mosquitoes and really is effective in minimizing the amount of mosquitoes that you'll have in and around your cookout area. And plus, what the heck, it's probably hot, so why not have a little fan for the comfort level of all of your guests?
Yeah, and if you have any kind of covered porch or anything like that that you spend time in, you know, get one of those outdoor ceiling fans. Make sure it's rated for outdoor use, because creating just that enough wind, because if you think of a mosquito, right, it's a teeny tiny thing that weighs almost nothing. It only takes a little bit of wind to sort of throw it off balance in it, so it can't fly where it needs to go. And the reason that you want, if you're using a smaller fan, you want it down low, is to keep them from attacking your legs, because often, you know, where you get bit first, if you're sitting at a picnic table, of course, is underneath the table. So, it's smart to keep the wind moving, and that's also why if you're out, it happens to be a windy day or evening,
that's right,
you don't get bitten as often.
Exactly, right? Exactly. And, of course, I have heard your theory of asking people at the party, hey, do mosquitoes bother you? Oh, they will find me no matter what. And then you hang out with them knowing that they'll
stand next to them.
Pick that person instead of you. That's another good deterrent right there. No standing water. You know, you may have some little trays here or different things around that, a little rainwater will accumulate in. Make sure you don't have that. But if you have a pond, like a water feature, you need to keep that water moving all of the time. Or if it's a still type of pool like that, then larvicide is something that you can put in the water. It will not kill the fish, but it'll stay on the surface of the water and it'll kill all the mosquito larvae. Or mosquito dunks, which are little donut-shaped little biscuits that'll last for about 30 days. You drop them in there again, won't harm anything. That that certainly will help a good bit. Something I found out about recently, Joe,
instead of
using a bug spray with DEET, you use one with oil of lemon eucalyptus.
Right.
And, I mean, it's smelling pretty good here, but they say it is just as effective as DEET, and is certainly, you know, a lot more environmentally friendly. And so that's something to think about next time. And you know, it comes in traditional spray bottles and so forth.
Right.
Another thing that I like a lot, because if you're outside, you're probably grilling a little bit. And, you know, smoke by itself will help deter a lot of mosquitoes. But if you have a little rosemary, a lot of people have rosemary plants in their yard, which are just, they smell so good. And you can cut little sprigs of that, soak it in water, and then when you take the hamburgers off, throw the rosemary on the hot grill, and that smell, again, not only is it smell great, but that will, that's also a great deterrent for mosquitoes.
That's good to know.
To, you know, to prevent that. So several things here that do work. Okay, what about some things that don't work?
Don't work, right,
Citronella candles are no more effective than any other candle at keeping mosquitoes away. I mean, candle smoke in general may have a limited effect, but citronella candles, nope, they do not work. The scientists have proven it.
And the odd thing is, they've never worked. There's never been a study, and they continue to sell them. People continue to buy them. I mean,
I think psychologically, if you've got something over there burning, you know, even though you're still swatting and everything, it's something psychological, maybe.
Well, I remember when we used to go camping, they used to sell, maybe they still do. It looked like the top of an electric range, right? Like this circular gray flat.
Yeah,
right? And you'd light it in the middle and it would burn in a circle. Right. But it wasn't citronella, and I think it was basically the same thing. If you just create smoke, it would just drive. So you could just set the picnic table on fire. You probably would have gotten the same effect. But really, it's just the smoke from, or the flame from the candle. It's not the citronella itself that has anything to do with the mosquito.
Exactly. Hey, another thing I've heard people talking about, spraying garlic. And I know
how do you spray garlic?
I guess you just mince it up and you, I don't know, but
okay,
you know, it will make your house, and I mean, it'll make your yard smell like a great Italian dinner, but that's pretty much all it'll do.
It attracts Italian mosquitoes.
Yeah, mosquitoes. Sorry to say. Also, you know, you see a lot of these propane gas traps in your yard.
Yeah, I heard those work, though.
Well, they effectively capture a lot of the mosquitoes. But again, that's only just a small fraction of those that are in your yard. So, okay, so maybe you knock out 10% of them. Well, you know, you don't, what do you need? Maybe 10 of these in your yard. So
you have to just carry one around with you wherever you go.
Yeah. Another myth is the ultrasonic devices, just like we've discovered and we've talked about
a lot here
on today's Homeowner Radio, how they really are not effective in driving away moles and rats and mice and all of that. Well, they do no good at all in trying to push away any of the mosquitoes. So that doesn't work. And here's one that I have to share with my wife tonight. Building bat towers and purple martin houses to attract potential mosquito predators has proven useless. That bats and purple martins rarely feed on mosquitoes. Now, they'll talk about how many millions of bugs that they can eat, but the problem is a lot of times you're attracting the martins and the bats into your yard. They may eat other insects that actually eat the mosquitoes, so you could be working against you in those kind of situations. So.
Oh, that's interesting, because we see bats here every night right around dusk, and they're flying around. They're definitely eating something. I never really thought of what they're eating, but that's right. And plus, they're up pretty high. I'm not sure if mosquitoes go that high. It seems like they're always down closer to ground level.
Exactly. Yeah. And also the bug zappers, you know, those were big for a while. They're kind of weird. They're there, and all of a sudden you hear this arc and so forth, and, you know, that they will attract and kill thousands of insects, but most of them are not mosquitoes. And again, you might be killing off something that preys on mosquitoes, so it's not helping you from that standpoint.
They should call them moth zappers, because that's what they're killing.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Absolutely. But anyway, we thought we would just share that with you, because mosquitoes are still a serious problem. There's still, you know, the West Nile virus possible, you know, situation out there. So we want to be safe. We want to make sure that all of our guests and our family and everything that's out at the outdoor barbecues, as we're starting to get back closer a little bit, and still, you know, social distancing is very important, but families are realizing they can get together and have a lot of fun, but you don't want mosquitoes invading your territory and messing things up there.
I got one more, Danny, is that there was a study that showed if you drank beer, you're more likely to get bitten by mosquitoes.
Really?
So they did an initial study and found that consuming just one 12-ounce beer you were more likely to get bitten by a mosquito. And oddly enough, it did nothing to deter beer sales across the U.S. but they did follow up by saying more research has to be done. They're not really sure whether consuming alcohol, beer and specifically, would make you more attractive. I'm not really sure why it would, unless you're sweating out alcohol and it's attractive to...
I don't know, but yet one more reason to switch to wine. There we go. So, hey, we're getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. We're about to put it in full speed and answer a lot of questions, a lot of emails. We're going to share with you a brand new simple solution and a brand new product of the month. We're also going to talk about that beginner toolkit. What do you really need in that kit to be effective? And also, if you have any landscaping and any planters that are starting to shift a little bit, we've got a perfect solution to be able to put all of that back together, because it's time to get out in the yard and have a little fun. Like we always say at Today's Homeowner, that house does not stop at the back door. It flows right out into the yard. We'll be right back.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
For the next tile project in your home, do you want the grout that stains or the grout that doesn't stain? Fusion Pro single component grout is guaranteed stain-proof and color perfect. This revolutionary formula is in a class by itself. Fusion Pro is ready to use right from the bucket. Plus, it's easy to spread and clean, no mixing or sealing required. Fusion Pro is available in 40 designer colors to match today's tile trends. Grout like a pro with Fusion Pro from Custom Building Products.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done, and by Brohn.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here along with my buddy Joe Truini. And at this point in the show, each week we love to put the spotlight on a special radio station that carries Today's Homeowner. We have over 300 of them all over the country. And this one is WCHT AM 600 in Escanaba, Michigan.
And a special shout out to General Manager Jesse Huff. Thank you, Jesse, for putting us on the air there. Escanaba is located in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan at the very northern tip of Green Bay, which opens up onto Lake Michigan. It was founded in 1863 as a port town that processed and harvested lumber and later served as an important shipping point for iron ore. There must have been someplace they were digging up a lot of ore. Wow. And then they would ship it down to several Great Lake ports, especially Chicago. So all that iron works you see down in Chicago came through Escanaba.
Wow, how about that? And a special hello to everybody in and around that area of Michigan. We have a lot of stations up in that area of the country, and
we certainly appreciate each
and every one of them. And we that whole Upper Peninsula that you hear so much about, and boy, it is beautiful. I know I've traveled up through there a little bit. It's one of those places, you know, that so many places that I've traveled over the years that I'll be there for only a day or so for business or doing an appearance or something, and I wish I had written all those down of the ones that I want to return to. But I know that Traverse City up in that area is one place that I'd love to go back to, and all the water and of course, fishing.
Got to do some fishing. Yeah, that's
right. Hey, let's go right to Virginia right now. Tammy's on the line with a great question. I'm so glad that you're with us today, Tammy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are doing fine. We always have so much fun being on the radio and talking to people all over the country. And it sounds like you are about to roll up your sleeves and get a few things done around the house. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm single and female with very little maintenance background. And so I was wondering, I would like to start building a basic homeowner's toolkit so I can do very easy do-it-yourself projects by myself instead instead of having to hire someone.
Great.
So
great.
What are your recommendations?
Okay. Well, certainly we're so glad to get your call, because there's a lot of people that are in the same situation, and not that you have to take on big giant projects or tear walls down or anything like that to truly have that gratification that comes along with doing a few things around the house. You know, a lot of times I think about like a loose doorknob. Okay, you got a loose doorknob. Every time you go through that door, you kind of cringe a little bit, and then all of a sudden you pull out your Phillips head screwdriver, and about 20 seconds later, that problem is solved. I don't care how minor or how big something is like that, it definitely works out very well. Well, we'll go through this with you. Between Joe and I, we can so get your pencil ready. I'll tell you, one of the first things I would do is really look at a very good toolbox or tool bag. There's a lot of those really nice heavy-duty canvas bags that are kind of cool that can pretty much take care of everything you need there. And I know Joe is going to go straight to the cordless tools.
Yeah. Well, Tammy, the great thing about this, Tammy, is that unlike some endeavors with home improvement tools, you can start off small. There's nothing where we're going to say, okay, the first thing you have to do is spend like $500 to get started. You can spend $50 or $25 to get started and just continually add things, add tools to your kit as you expand your, not only your skills and your knowledge, but also the projects themselves. So I would start off with a basic hand tool kit. And you can usually buy them. They're much more affordable if you buy them in a kit. Like, instead of buying one screwdriver, buy a set of at least, let's say, four screwdrivers. Or what I would suggest is a multi-tip.
Well, it seems like we have a little drop off with Joe right now. Tammy, sorry about that.
No worries.
I'm in a studio in Mobile, Alabama, and he's in his studio in Roxbury, Connecticut. So a little bit of interruption there, but getting the pack of screwdrivers definitely is something you'll use a lot, and also a small socket set. Just yesterday, my wife was assembling some patio furniture and bought a small little socket set. She absolutely loves it. She says she wish she had had that. But she's using open end wrenches to do some projects. You'll just end up busting your knuckles and it's terrible. So just a small socket set is recommended. Also, pliers and adjustable pliers, particularly vice grips, is something that you'll find that you'll use quite a bit. And on the cordless tools, you can get some very small, easy to handle, lightweight cordless tools that could include a small circular saw, a small jigsaw, and of course a sander and a drill. And just those few little things there is all you really need in order to do the vast majority of any project that you take on around the house. And but you know what's going to happen is once you get this basic toolkit, then you'll be wandering around the aisles, the tool aisle of Home Depot all the time, picking up a nail punch, and you're going to get the rasp, and you're going to get the file, and that's inevitable. But it's a heck of a good collection, because it'll save you money the rest of your days.
Well, I appreciate all of those hints. And I tell you, something else I really appreciate is those monthly maintenance checklists.
Oh, yeah.
That's on your website.
Uh-huh.
Those have just been a godsend with helping me just stay on top of all of the to-do lists of a homeowner.
Boy, they're great reminders of just some of the things that you might let slip by, and all of them are pretty manageable. So I appreciate you saying that, and I certainly appreciate you being a part of the show today.
Well, thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Okay, you as well, Tammy. You take care.
Thank you, Tammy.
Take care.
All right. Well, that's always good when you see someone that's starting to peek into the world of home improvement and maintenance, and I think we're going to hear from Tammy again, don't you think, Joe?
Yeah, I hope we do. After she gets all her hand tools, and she'll call us back regarding power tools. And one thing I wanted to mention, Tammy, is I've often found that if you go to the fishing aisle, which I'm almost always in the fishing aisle of a store if they have one, but they sell, there's a company called Plano, P-L-A-N-O, and they sell all sorts of, first they start off selling tackle boxes, but they sell these little like trays that they're clear plastic, and they're for putting hooks and lures and different, but they're great for storing small hand tools, but especially fasteners. So you can get one, relatively small. It's only like an inch and a half thick, and it's divided into 10 or 12 sections, and you put in all the different size screws. So when you need a screw, you just grab the whole, you're not looking for one can of one size screw. You pull out this whole tray, and you've got everything you need.
Yeah, that's a great idea, great idea. Also want to remind you, you can go by todayshomeowner.com and click on Listen in the top menu, and it'll take you right to our weekly radio blog that'll remind you and share with you all of the different things that we talked about on the show. Hey, I also wanted to mention to you, if you're thinking about composite decking on the back of your house, the folks at Trex have introduced a line of composite decking called Enhance that's available at Home Depot that offers the ease, the beauty, the durability of composite decking at a price that competes more closely with wood. Enhance features a profile that's a little bit lighter weight for a lot easier handling and innovative design that contributes to its overall lower cost. And it's great for DIYers because it's so easy to install and works for new deck builds or to replace worn out deck boards. We do that all the time, is just remove the existing treated wood and put right back over it the Trex Enhance decking on it. And again, it's available at Home Depot. And the thing about composites is it never needs to be sanded or stained. It won't warp, crack, rot, or splinter like wood. And it certainly is very resistant to any heavy foot traffic or grilling tools that you may drop, or of course Mother Nature. And food and drink spills just wipe off easily with soap and water. It's very low maintenance, so you might want to go to Home Depot and check out Trex Enhance. Comes in a variety of colors, and also pay attention to Rocky Harbor. I love that color, and it'll go with just kind of a slate gray with a little bitty, I guess you'd say, sandy undertones, but it's really, really nice. So check it out at Home Depot, and also stay with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about an innovative way to make a window well look a lot better, plus a lot more emails and a lot more calls, that and more right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of. And by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Whatever new appliances come out that make cooking easier, well, we all love them. But then we realize how much space they take up on our kitchen counter. Not anymore. Frigidaire has introduced their new Gallery Front Control Gas Range with air fry. It's the first range on the market to include air fry right in the oven. Air fry allows you to create healthier and delicious meals with just a touch of the button. And you get faster, even baking with true convection. On top, there's five burners, including a quick boil burner that delivers a powerful 18,000 BTUs and a center oval burner that's perfect for the griddle pad that's included with the range. This is sounding pretty good, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
And the continuous corner-to-corner grates make it very easy to move around heavy pots and pans across burners without having to lift them up. Plus, the fast steam cleaning option offers a 30-minute light oven cleaning that's chemical-free and odor-free. Now, for more information on this very special gas range, and it's called the Frigidaire Gallery Front Control Gas Range with air fry, log on to HomeDepot.com. Boy, they keep raising the bar on these things. You just never know what they're going to come out with next. And, you know, sometimes it may seem like a bit of a gadget, but here, you know, air fryers have gotten so popular, and And like we say here, you get tired of all those different little appliances sitting around on the countertops.
Right. Yep.
You may only use this one, you know, once a week, once a month, and it drives me crazy to have all of those things on there. So this is a great way to integrate it into an essential appliance that you have. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and just goes to show, I guess air fryers, which when they first came out, people thought they were kind of gadgety and like, what are these things? How do they fry with air and not oil? But if they're building them into ranges, they've obviously been accepted by the general public and people are looking for them.
Absolutely. Glad to be able to share that best new product with you. Right now, we're headed to Virginia. Ethan's on the call with us, and we're going to try to solve a problem that Ethan has at his house. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you today?
Hey, we're doing great. We got your picture here that shows your patio behind your house there, I assume. And we've got a couple, looks like 5-inch metal exhaust vents that's invading your space. So tell us about it.
They come from the basement from a hot water heater, heat pump, hot water heat pump. And one is the exhaust and one is the intake. And what I'm concerned about is if we have a torrential downpour, that some of the water would go down into that window well. And even though they are sealed, I'm still a little concerned about leakage into my utility room. And so I wanted to ask you, what are some good suggestions for covering up that window well to keep the water out? A regular plastic cover, I can't really cut out holes and fit it over these very well. And I just thought, other than just a little roof on there, that doesn't look really great either. So what do you think?
Yeah, well, I'll see what Danny has a suggestion, but they do make, well, first of all, so this is a relatively new installation, I assume, right? With this,
yes, it's a new ICF house.
Right.
And we decided to keep everything electric because it's mostly all solar, zero energy. And
wow.
So we have a heat pump hot water heater in the basement because the other space pack heat pump was not able to handle both the floor heat and the domestic hot water.
Okay. Well, what I would suggest, first of all, this installation could have been done a little more neatly, I think. You got pipes coming up at different heights and one's angling off. And it looks like it's right near your hose bib there.
Yeah.
But they, as you alluded to, they do make flat window well covers. I think most people are familiar with the window well covers that are sort of angular and they go up to the side of the house. It's almost like a dome.
Yeah.
Right.
They do make,
they're plastic. They're all, for the most part, plastic. They do make clear plastic ones that are flat. And I think they might come in solid colors too. But and a flat one would work here, but what you would have to do, you're right, you couldn't just cut a hole and somehow slip it over these pipes because the pipes have elbows on them. So you'd have to remove the elbows, get to the straight length of pipe. The one on the right, which is pretty short, you might have to extend it a little bit because the elbow seems to be almost below the level you need to be. But in any case, I would get remove those pipes or elbows, whatever you have to do, cut the hole, the two holes in a flat cover.
Yeah.
And then you can maybe
cut
it really tight and caulk around it as well as you can with 100% silicone. Now, it's not going to seal. It won't be 100% waterproof, but it would be pretty close to waterproof.
Enough.
Right? And you could tuck some flashing up under the siding so it comes down onto it, which would help water run off of it. I mean, that would be the easiest thing to do. You could build something around the whole thing, but my concern would be, you know, what do you do with that hose bib you have right there? And, you know.
Exactly. It does not look very nice to begin with.
Right.
And if we could make it look a little bit better, I like the flat idea of you know, taking off the elbows, and then I could cut the holes in the flat piece, put that down over. Would I
and
just
then
put the elbows back on it then?
Right. Then just put it back. And even after you do that, you could still build something around it.
And Ethan, I have one suggestion there. We've done something similar to this a few years ago is, you know, you could actually build something around that just barely covers the window well and almost think of it as a small seat or maybe a plant stand.
Okay.
And maybe, you know, get it as far away from that hose bib as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can still use some checkerboard lattice or something
mm-hmm.
to screen the actual vents and still allow them to do what they need to do.
Yeah.
And then you could just bring that up about 18 inches or so, have a nice big fern or nice big plant there, and then you might even be able to put a hose reel or a hose rack there on the front or the side of that to hook to the hose bib. So it would look like something you built very obvious, and people would not even know there was even vents inside it. So a couple different alternatives there to help you make that a little more attractive and still have the function that you need there.
Those are great ideas, and I really appreciate your input, and I'll go check out to see which of those two options I might go with. That's great ideas. I really appreciate that.
Well, good. Our pleasure. And if there's any other way we can help you, you know where to find us, right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Thanks so much, Ethan. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Thank you much.
Good, good. Well, you never know. Sometimes, you know, when you're able to get some other suggestions from people, it kind of seemed like maybe the light bulb went off there. And Ethan, it sounded like he was leaving and running straight out there to take care of it.
That's
there
great.
You go. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. A lot more information coming up, including a brand new simple solution that Joe will share with you in just a few minutes. Stay with us. Spring and summer are the perfect times of the year to put a new roof on your home. So why not choose a roof that can last more than 50 years? Metal roofs are strong and durable, even in climate extremes like wildfires and hurricanes. These roofs are low maintenance and energy efficient. Plus, metal roofs come in a variety of styles and colors to fit any home. The Metal Roofing Alliance has created a buyer's guide that walks homeowners step by step through the process of buying a metal roof. You can find the buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Black and green stuff growing on your roof or siding? Pick up Wet and Forget's new rapid application hose end. Now Wet and Forget No Scrub Outdoor Cleaner is even easier with a brand new nozzle that attaches to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget hose end quickly and easily treats surfaces you normally couldn't reach without climbing up the ladder. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Visit wetandforget.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer, indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com.
You want to be an organic gardener, but your garden's being attacked by all kinds of insects. Fight back with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide. It's the fast-acting insect control that's approved for organic gardening. Use it to control caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, and more. Get Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide, the name you can trust, with nearly 100 years of experience in lawns and gardens all across America. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Bonide Products. providing best solutions for your home, lawn, garden, and farm for more than 90 years.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we're taking calls and emails from all over the country. Would encourage you to participate as well. You can reach us at 1-800-946-4420. That's a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week hotline. If you'd like to be on a radio show, give us a call. Also, we love to get emails, and we're going to tackle a lot of those here in just a few minutes, and you can send us one right now. todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to check in with Linda, is on the phone with us. Linda, welcome to the show.
Hey, Danny. Yes, I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay, I see that you sent some pictures, and I appreciate that because we can see exactly what's going on. And for our listeners, we have a brick planter here, a very attractive planter. You know, when you utilize bricks for something like this, it's always nice. And you got quite a few plants in there as well. But describe what's happening to the outside of that planter.
Yes, the outside all of the planter part is separating, and the bricks are separating. The lower part of that is solid brick and concrete, probably. So the house is up off the ground because it's an older home. And so coming up to those planters is concrete, and there's a crawl space underneath.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you, when you, anytime anybody that's ever built a raised bed of any kind, whether it's wood or masonry or so forth, it's always amazing how much pressure dirt and water and plants can do. You have roots pushing out. You've got water pushing out. It really has to be a strong wall or raised bed area to control that. And so many times people will have failure similar to this. And the first step is probably the worst step, and that is to remove all of the dirt and plants out of there. If you do it right and maybe have some containers to put these in, then you should be in really good shape in being able to continue working on that fairly well. But you'll have to take all of that out, and then most likely you can do a little bit of chiseling here and there on the mortar to be able to remove the mortar necessary to move those bricks back in place. And then the thing you want then, Linda, is Quick Wall. It's from Quikrete, and you can go to Quikrete.com and look up Quick Wall. And it's basically a material, a waterproofing strengthening material that you can apply to the inside of this planter that, again, will protect, you know, keep the moisture in and still allow the strengthening that you need on that outside wall. I mean, I've seen tests where they've actually just stacked blocks right up, spread this on it without any mortar between it, and it'll end up being just as strong. It's fiberglass and reinforced and does a really, really good job. So that's what I would recommend on that, Linda. You got a great start to a beautiful garden here, but just a little bit of work there will take care of it. Joe, you know, I had a house one time that I had to put some extra piers under, and I used the Quick Wall on the side of that. I was a little dubious, like everybody is when you're trying a material like that, but it was amazing the strength, the coating, and the encapsulation strength that that had, because of that fiberglass reinforcement. Very, very, very significant.
So you put it around the outside of the pier.
Correct.
After mortaring the bricks together.
No mortar.
You just stacked
you
the bricks.
You just dry stack the blocks.
Wow.
Yeah. There was three high, three 8x8x16 traditional block.
Oh, concrete block.
Yeah, concrete block. Stacked them right on top of each other, and then I just rubbed this on the outside of it. And, and then later I started looking at some of the tests that they did on it. And it's pretty amazing. It's a really good solution to a lot of problems like this one, where you have some pressure but not structural integrity issues there. So
Quick wall. I'll have to check that out. I wasn't familiar with that.
Pretty good.
But you're right. Mm-hmm. A little wet soil and water, a tremendous amount of pressure, and just push these bricks right apart.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we mentioned to you about emails. We'd love to get your emails. todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's where Eugene sent this in from Colorado. I just removed some old 12-inch by 12-inch vinyl floor tiles, which were glued down to the plywood subfloor. The adhesive that remains is very sticky. We're planning on installing a new floating laminate floor, so how can I remove the sticky adhesive? Joe, you know, the first thing I think about is do they need to remove it
exactly
when you
right.
actually can? Because, you know, in the vast majority of laminate floors, you're putting a little pad there anyway, which may be,
yep.
you know, what, 32nd of an inch or something that
yeah.
that might just be the perfect thing to lay that down before you put the laminate floor on.
That's exactly right. I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, because usually you have to put down a very thin foam underlayment, or sometimes the underlayment's attached to the underside of the new planks. But either way, and this is not an unusual problem, Eugene. So Pergo, probably the largest manufacturer of laminate flooring, has a solution. And the first thing you need to do, though, is if there are any ridges or bumps, you want to scrape those down. You know, just flatten them out a little bit because you don't want them causing any problem with the new floor. And then you can apply something called an adhesive encapsulator, right? And you just roll this out. There are generic brands of this. Pergo makes one called Sure Seal, S-E-A-L, Sure Seal. And then after that dries, then you can go over it. But you're right, you don't have to remove it because that would be probably more work removing the adhesive than laying the new floor.
Oh, so, yeah.
Just try that adhesive encapsulator.
And just a little tip, if you're laying laminate floor, you want to do a good job, right? Well, don't do too good of a job and try to cut that tight to those baseboards.
That's right.
Read the instructions. Each manufacturer will recommend leaving a little gap around for expansion and contraction. It'll be covered with the shoe molding that you put around, so it'll still be attractive. But when you come back to that floor a day or two later, it'll be nice and flat and not buckling like it will if you make it too tight. Just another little tip from us here at Today's Homeowner Radio. Coming up, talking about tips, there's nothing better than a simple solution tip, and that's next. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Home Depot is cooking up new ways to start summer here and bring summer home. From online ordering to free delivery and convenient store pickup, we're helping make sure taking care of your summer projects is a breeze. And summer savings on all your favorite brands make things even easier. So freshen up the deck, fire up the grill. Summer's here, and it's as close as your own backyard. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
You want to be an organic gardener, but your garden's being attacked by all kinds of insects. Fight back with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide. It's the fast-acting insect control that's approved for organic gardening. Use it to control caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, and more. Get Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide, the name you can trust, with nearly 100 years of experience in lawns and gardens all across America. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
You know, I've talked about this before here on Today's Homeowner Radio, how when I first got started in a lot of my construction business, and I would work with different carpenters and different people to learn the trade and to, you know, find out about different things. It was so cool when they would share a little simple trick. Might be a shortcut to be able to, you know, make multiple cuts, or, you know, if you're remodeling and you're encountering doing something, you know, they may say, no, don't do that, try this. And I always felt that that was like just a little gold nugget of information that not only would it save you, you know, from a lot of frustration over the years, also save you money if you're out there trying to make money on doing construction work and things like that. And then, of course, if you're a homeowner and you have some little aggravating problem, and then all of a sudden someone shares with you something that solves that problem, I think that's why everybody loves your simple solutions, Joe. And you know that they're just endless. We have over 500 of them right now on video on todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. So we always look forward to it, Joe. So what do you have there? With that build up? It better be a good one, okay?
I was gonna do one, but I think I have to find a better one. No, they're all good, and I think you're right. I grew up, you know, my dad was a remodeling contractor, so I grew up with these tips, and I use them all. You know, I just use a tip recently that, if we have time later, I can talk about that. I remember my dad taught me when I was about 12, and I used it just this, you know, a couple of days ago. But in any case, this week I have a simple solution for removing stains, specifically from, you often see them around the, in a tub, around the drain hole. And here at Simple Solutions, we always try to find a safe, non-toxic way. If it doesn't work, maybe you can try something stronger, but 90% of the time, you have stuff in your house that can clean surfaces. So here's one for cleaning tub stains. You want to mix equal amounts of cream of tartar, which is kind of like a spice, I guess. It's a powder that you can buy in a spice food aisle. So equal amounts of cream of tartar and baking soda. Then add just enough lemon juice and mix it up to make a thick paste. Then just with your fingertips or a sponge, a scouring sponge, rub this mixture on the stain. Wait a half hour or so, then rinse with water. Vast majority of the time, the stain will either be significantly lightened or it'll disappear. And this is good not only for tubs, but for sinks and toilets, any porcelain surface that has a tendency to stain. And the reason it may be staining now and it didn't a while ago is the surface gets pitted over time, and it's very microscopic. You can't hardly even feel it, and you certainly can't see it. But that pitting makes a slightly roughened surface, and it's collecting dirt or sediment from the water. So in any case, try this, and hopefully it'll work for you.
Good. A little paste like that and a little patience. And like Joe said, it's always good to try something a little less aggressive and see if that can handle your problem before you have to really go back to any of the harsh chemicals and that type of thing. We always look for ways to make it a little more environmentally friendly to take care of a lot of the projects that you have around your house. You know, we want to encourage you to reach out to us anytime. You can reach us by going to the Today's Homeowner Facebook page. You can go to our Today's Homeowner hotline, 800-946-4420, or send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. That pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, head over to todayshomeowner.com and click on the listen button so that you don't miss a thing. And of course, don't forget about the Today's Homeowner podcast, wherever you download your podcast, or todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks again for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.